It's 11:14 here at 92.1 FM. It's time for everybody's favorite show, the Heather Nursery Gardening Corner. Now, here's the gardening expert, Dwayne Hastad, along with Paul Ramo, whose gardening knowledge stops at the produce section of the grocery store.
And good Thursday morning, everyone. Time for the garden show with Dwayne Hastad from Heather Nursery and Floral. And good morning, Dwayne.
Good morning from Wisconsin.
From Wisconsin? What are you doing up in Wisconsin?
Oh, Betty and I got out of Black Pearl County and went on a little trip, and we went up to Door County, Wisconsin.
All right, what's it like up there?
It's amazing. If you like plants at all, I would definitely go to Door County. Door County is a peninsula on the east side of Wisconsin, so they kind of have a microclimate from the Green Bay Bay and Lake Michigan, and so they don't get quite as cold as we do, and so they have about, there's still a 4B zone like we are back in Black Pearl County,
right?
And but I don't think it gets quite as cold, so they have some a few different plants than we have.
Okay.
But and my plant of the week, the plants of Door County, which we'll talk about, but one of their main plants is our plant of the week is cherry trees.
Cherry trees, okay.
Yeah, Door County produces 10% of all the cherries, or I should say has 10% of the cherry trees in Door County in the United States. So they produce a lot of cherries. And in Door County, the northern region, it's where, you know, where you mostly go to Door County, has what they call sour cherries or pie cherries. So
okay.
They make pies and beer and wine and out of the, it's called Montmorency cherries. And then the southern part of Door County, they have what you know normally eat, like a Bing cherry, a sweet cherry it's called. And that's what the picture is on Facebook there. And those are absolutely great. I've been sitting here thinking about what we're going to say on the radio, eating Bing cherries.
Is that what you're doing now?
Yes, I am.
Seriously, wow. Those are the
awesome
ones with the pits in them, right?
Yeah, you can spit them. They have spitting contests up here.
Do they?
48 feet, I think, is the record for spitting a Door County cherry pit.
Wow, okay.
So yeah. We'll have to practice.
Okay, so that's our plant of the week, huh?
Yes.
How long does it take to a tree to produce cherries? Do you have any idea?
Well, 3-4 years you'll start getting cherries, but you know it takes a while. Just like apples that we have, you know, you plant and you think you're gonna get apples. You know, some trees, dwarf trees, will have apples faster than probably a standard apple tree.
Do they produce cherries every year?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
And it's cherry. The southern part of Door County is picking cherries, and that's kind of right now, which is kind of cool. They have a machine that grabs the trunk of the tree, okay, and then it sends out a canvas around the cherry tree, and it shakes the cherry tree, and the cherries fall off into that canvas, and then they put those in containers and stuff. So it takes 9 seconds to pick cherries off a cherry tree.
That's the way to do it. That sounds like my kind of work.
There we go. Can you imagine picking all those cherries by hand?
That's right. That wouldn't be good. I'd eat half of them, I think.
I think I would, too.
I love cherries. I love cherries.
Yeah. I've had cherry pie and cherry beer and cherry wine and cherry this and cherry that. So it's great. It was good.
So Door County in Wisconsin is the leading...
It grows 10% of the cherries in the United States.
Okay. Good.
Yeah.
Awesome. What else is Door County known for up there, Dwayne? What you been doing?
Well, you know, if you go way to the very northern top of Door County, you got to take a ferry, which we did, and you go to Washington Island, okay? On Washington Island, they have a lavender garden, the largest lavender garden I think in the United States. Hmm. And they have 14 different types of English lavender they grow there. And it's absolutely beautiful. I'll show pictures. That'll be our plant of the week next week, lavender. We'll talk about lavender. But you have to go. If you go to Door County, you got to take the ferry and go to Washington Island and see the lavender.
Okay.
The other thing it's known for, and I can't believe this, last week, this is quite a coincidence, we had the arborvitae as our plant of the week.
Right.
And the oldest forest on the east side of the is in Door County, and it's on a cliff on Green Bay Bay, and it's arborvitaes or white cedar growing out of the rocks, out of the cliffs, and it's the oldest forest east of the Rocky Mountains.
Wow.
And the trees, the arborvitae grow, they figure, a half an inch in 10 years.
Yeah, that was our plant of the week last week, right?
Yeah.
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 So they,
and arborvitae, which they call the white cedar is called arborvitae, they called it arborvitae because it means tree of life.
Okay.
So in Door County, I learned a little bit about the arborvitae.
Awesome. Awesome. So
yeah.
What's our horticultural concern for the week then?
You know, we've been out traveling and gone to a lot of hotels and parks and, you know, Japanese gardens. And, you know, if you're going to have a garden or you're going to have plants around your house, take care of them. My horticulture concern is if you're going to have plants, they need attention too. So I think you should take care of the plants you have. So make them look good. Because some places you go to around the hotels, they have dead plants or grass or weeds, and that doesn't look good. So if you have them, take care of them.
Okay. All right, getting back to the cherry story, you're telling me before we went on the air here, you saw somebody with a tattoo with that, and that's what got you thinking about that. Is that right?
Well, eating cherries, and we were on the ferry going to Washington Island, and there's a lady there, and she had a tattoo on her leg, and I asked her if I could take a picture of it, and she said I could, and then we started talking. So we talked cherries and talked Door County.
Awesome. Awesome.
Yeah.
Yep. You meet some good people on vacation, don't you?
Oh, you do. And that's a big part of it.
Yep. All right. Well,
we got a lot of questions we got to better.
Yeah, and I haven't opened up the phone lines yet or anything. So let's open up them phone lines, 320-598-7301 for any lawn or garden question for Dwayne. And he even wants to do the garden show while he's on vacation. I appreciate that, Dwayne.
Well, it's fun and I enjoy doing it with you, Paul, and a lot of people have questions because we got a lot of questions to go through quick here.
Okay, let's start with someone wanted to know what's the best way to start a lawn from scratch.
Well, from scratch, you're going to have to scratch the dirt up for very good. If you're starting,
got to make sure you got good soil first, right?
Well, you got to have good soil. And that means amending the soil, and that means probably earth elements, fertilizer, starter is a great thing to add. If you have bad soil, maybe you had to have compost or even peat moss. But timing is probably the critical part, and I would put your grass seed down in the middle of August. So it's the middle of July now. That means you should prepare your lawn, which means maybe spraying and killing the weeds you have there, which would probably be with Roundup or some product like that, or our organic type weed killer. Kill that, work it up, make sure that by mid-August you're ready to seed. Pick a good quality grass seed, starter fertilizer, and what you do is if you're doing a smaller area, you can spread the seed with a lawn spreader, or you can use a commercial type brilliant grass seeder, which packs the grass seed into the soil. Spread the seed, rake it lightly, pack it, and then make sure you water it good. Keep it moist.
Okay. All right. Once again, that phone line is 320 598-7301. That's 598-7301 if you have a lawn or garden question for Dwayne. Getting back to the lawn, to start a lawn from scratch, or use a tiller to till it up and then kill, use a weed killer and kill everything first?
I'd use the weed killer and kill it, and I would start doing that now. So you make sure that you kill everything, especially if you have perennial grass, quack grass. You got to kill that first, then I would till it. You know, there is cedar, there is slip cedar that you can till into that if you want.
Okay.
I think you get better if you till it up and get that soil worked up and get that dead grass worked into the ground.
What's a good grass seed to start with that you guys have there at Heather?
We have a Heather mix. We have three different mixes, which has different... There's in a good mixture out in our area. You have ryegrass, bluegrass, and fescue grass mixed together. And when you get a mixture like that, you want to have name brand grass seeds, not just bluegrass, but like Park Kentucky bluegrass, because those are hybrids and they'll withstand the conditions better.
All right. Staying with the lawn question here, Dwayne, what's the best way to get rid of weeds without harming my lawn? What's the best way to get rid of weeds without harming my lawn?
If you're talking about broadleaf weeds, that's really easy to do. Use a product called Trimet, or if you have the harder to kill weeds like Creeping Charlie and Wild Violet, or then I would use a product called Weed Free Zone, because that's Trimet with one other chemical in there, and that'll kill the weeds in your lawn. Not a problem. Best time to do that is in the fall.
Okay. Next question has to do with tomatoes, and I'm not sure about this one, but how can I get my tomato plant to produce more tomatoes?
That's easy. That's the easy one.
Plant another plant?
There you go. You got it solved. You answered the question, Paul. See how intelligent you've gotten over the years?
Yep. You've taught me a lot.
Okay, if you don't want to plant another plant, use for sure, earth elements around the base of the plant. We also have a product called Biomentum, which you can spray on the leaves. And if you took a tissue test, which means testing your leaves on your plant, and then you sprayed Biomentum on the leaves, and you took another tissue test, the plant just changes in 20 seconds. It's unbelievable.
Huh. So it does help produce more flowering of the plant, tomato plant then? And
it'll help do that. And then the other thing is, if you're having problems with your flowers falling off your tomato plants, you want your flowers to hang on, there's a product called Tomato Set, which you spray on your tomatoes. It'll hold the flowers on there, and that way you'll get more tomatoes because you have the flowers.
Okay.
Flowers produce the tomatoes.
All right. We got to hurry up here. We got one more, I think. The phone's ringing here, so here we go. What can you use to actually kill water hemp? Roundup just makes it angry and bushes it out. Water hemp.
Water, like any weed, if you get the weed when it's younger, it's easy to kill. Easier to kill, okay? The strongest product that a garden center is going to sell you is Weed Free Zone. And if you cut those weeds down and then spray them when they're littler, they're easier to kill. What we have at Heather Nursery and Floral is Weed Free Zone. That'll take care of it.
Okay, quick question to end with. I just got it in here from one of our listeners. How do I get grass to grow under highly shaded maple trees? How do I get grass to grow under highly shaded maple tree?
If you got about 10 hours, I'll tell you. But in short, I thought I could do everything, and I tried to do that. I gave up.
Okay.
It's hard.
Yeah, it's hard, isn't it?
The tree wins. It takes away the light, takes away the moisture, takes away the nutrients. So you got to try to add all those three.
All right. We'll start with them again next week. That's a good question. And
All right.
You got 1 minute, Dwayne. What can you tell us from Door County and about Heather Nursery and Floral?
I tell you, if you want to go on a plant trip, you want to see a lot of different plants, especially arborvitaes and cherry trees and a few unusual plants, go up to Door County. It's really pretty. It's fun. Go see the arborvitae forest, the oldest in the area. That's fun. Enjoy cherry pie. That's great.
Yep.
And then go along the river. After that, we you know, the St. Croix, absolutely beautiful. All different kinds of trees, and I think a fall trip down the St. Croix. Hey, everybody have fun, and have a great day, and see you from Door County.
That's Dwayne Hassett with Heather Nursery and Floral, another garden show.
You're listening to Q92 KLQP, Madison Dawson. It's time for news headlines and the weather here on Q92.